Good evening, folks. Good evening and welcome. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here tonight. Of course, some technical difficulties have popped up. It always seems to happen on occasion. And, yeah, no exception this evening. So we're going to get the equipment worked out, I hope. And before we do that, let me, of course, welcome all of you to the program while I'm here on the telephone. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And, of course, over on our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. Lots of great information there, courtesy of the hard work of one guy, Webmaster James. It's his website. He does all the work. He pays for all the costs. So keep him lifted up, folks. Support him. Let him know that you care. Let him know that you appreciate all of his hard work. And, of course, for those of you who are looking to get a hold of me, you can do so through the website. There's an off-air phone number to reach me at. You'll have to leave a message, and I can get back to you. There's a snail mail address, and, of course, you can email me through Webmaster James. Very, very easy to do. So be aware of that. Also be aware of our phone number tonight, 800-313-9443. Toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to do a very interactive program here tonight, and we will be speaking with Dr. Sheila Benjamin. She is the field director for the School of Metaphysics. And basically, here's how this works. They do dream interpretations. They do this at least once a year. They do a national dream hotline, and basically you call in and you describe your dream, and they analyze it for you. I think it's a very, very important subject to address. Some dreams obviously have significance. Some are very, very obvious what they mean. Some are just a bad taco. You know, it doesn't really mean anything at all, just maybe eating too close to bedtime or something like that. So I thought it would be very important to discern the meaning of different symbols and dreams and different things like that. So we'll do that here tonight. If you have a dream that's maybe been bothering you for a while and you'd like to call in and have analyzed, you can do so. Again, our phone number, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Now, the scriptures speak a lot about dreams and visions and things like that, so I think this will be really fun. You never know. You could have a dream that's trying to tell you something, maybe something about your health or something like that. I don't know. This is all brand new to me. I've always been fascinated by dreams, mostly because in my youth I was plagued with bad ones. And then in my young adult years I had insomnia for a long time and don't even remember having any dreams. So it just goes on and on and on. I've always been fascinated by the whole process. I don't put huge amounts of stock in anything as far as dream interpretation and whatnot because I think there are too many variables. But I imagine that there's quite a few defining characteristics which can indicate to you exactly what sort of dream you might be having and what it means, especially those who have recurring dreams. I think those are definitively probably have some kind of content that's interesting and important to you. Very, very fascinating stuff, folks. And we'll do that here after the first break. Also, just a little weather update here in northwest Arkansas. We've been in a 60% chance of thunderstorms for the last 5 days straight. I think we got a little bit of rain on Tuesday. We had an incredible downpour today. It lasted maybe about 30 minutes, but it was like somebody had just opened up Niagara Falls in the sky. It was just unbelievably intense, and then it went away. Sun came out, and that was that. So we're getting lots of rain in this area, in sort of the heartland area of the United States. Other places desperately need it. Georgia still could use some. Florida could use some. California as well. So a lot of big things going on in the world, my friends, and we'll get into it here tonight. We're back with our guest and more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold and the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Good morning, folks, and good morning to all of you listening to the program here tonight. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and we are having some technical difficulties tonight. It may be the weather here in northwest Arkansas. As I mentioned, it was certainly a very, very intense weather situation, at least for a great while, but things seem to have calmed down a little bit, so as we work on this, we are not going to forego the introduction of our special guest this evening. I'm very excited that she's here. And you can go to the website for the School of Metaphysics. It is www.som.org. Please welcome the field director, Dr. Sheila Benjamin. Welcome to the program. Hello, Dr. Sheila. There you are.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time this evening and for spending it here with myself and with my audience. And obviously, with what you guys are doing, and you're doing a great many things, but our subject tonight is dreams. What got you interested in this, and when was that?
Well, it was about 25 years ago or so. I graduated from college, and I wondered what I was going to do with my life.
Mm.
A friend of mine who I grew up with had followed me from grade school to high school to college, and when she got out of college, she joined the School of Metaphysics. And I went to some programs, and I saw some changes in her. We offer intuitive reports, and she gave me one of those for my birthday, and it changed my life. And so I got in the classes.
Wow.
Here I am.
Yeah, here you are. Now, you're, from what I understand, you're the field director for the, is it the western half of the United States?
Yes.
Okay.
I govern over four different schools in Missouri, Arkansas, Iowa, and Kansas.
Mm, wow. Well, that's fantastic. What is you? What is it that you do specifically? I guess just keep all the troops in line?
My responsibilities are to make sure that the education is the same in all of the schools, so
Okay.
that it's the integrity of the education is kept. So I work with the teachers and the directors primarily.
Oh, wow. So as far as is the dream analysis and interpretation part of the School of Metaphysics, how much of the school itself is focused on dreams?
Well, dreams are taught in the classes, and their dreams are interpreted every week when a student comes to class. And the importance of dreams is that it's an inner communication from our soul, our subconscious mind, whatever people feel more comfortable saying, to our outer part, and it tells us the consciousness of where we are.
Wow. So would that mean that all dreams are significant or just certain types of dreams?
Every single dream is significant.
Really?
Yes. What?
See, when I was growing up as a kid, I was always told that if you ate some bad food too close to bedtime, it really tweaked you and gave you some bad dreams. Is there any truth to that?
Well, you know, the thing is that if you expect to have a dream because you ate pepperoni pizza before you went to bed, the mind is very powerful. And so then all of a sudden you remembered a dream, and it was kind of a wild dream. And, you know, so you start to expect that. You know, people have been really buzzed about the movie called The Secret.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole point of that is that the mind is powerful. And if you think something, you can create it.
I agree with that. I agree with that. I think it's very, very important that you have to be in the right frame of mind. And if there's one thing I've learned in the course of doing radio, it is exactly that. I can walk in here in the worst possible mood, and, you know, I just got to sort of clear my head and say, okay, it's time for the show. And the show, of course, must go on. So you go and you do what you got to do, and it does change your perception. At the end of the program, you do find yourself in a different frame of mind than maybe at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot of truth to that. Well, let's talk about this then. What is the purpose of dreams? I mean, is it solely for some sort of communication, some sort of insight, the communication between conscious and subconscious? Because I was also under the impression that some dreams are simply like like emptying the recycle bin on your computer. You've got just so much spinning around up there that your brain has to discharge the unnecessary things.
Dreams are a communication. And yes, our nighttime, when we go to sleep, it's a process of assimilation. You know, we assimilate what happened the day before. So, yes, there's an assimilation that takes place. However, it is a communication. You know, the inner part of us is saying, okay, this is what's really been going on. The subconscious mind is our dearest friend and probably the cheapest counselor we're going to have.
So it's probably very, very good to understand how to interpret what you're being told.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. And obviously highlights the importance of what we're talking about here today. In terms of your work with analyzing dreams and interpreting dreams, are there different types? I know that there's lucid dreaming, and I know that you know there are other kinds of dreams as well. How many different kinds are there, and what do they mean?
There are health dreams. What we teach students in the School of Metaphysics is that their mind has an effect on their body.
Okay.
And so if we're interacting and we're like kind of out of sync with what our true nature is, we may have a dream about a car, and the car runs out of gas. So the car symbolizes our physical body. What this dream is telling us is that we are doing something to deplete our energy, and we need to return the energy somehow. Maybe we are like burning the candle at both ends, and what we need to do is we need to relax, we need to be still, we need to take a break, maybe walk away from something. And so the dream will be telling us that there's something that we need to do, and if we don't do it, then the body can break down. So health dreams are also a part of, you know, one of the phases of dreams. All dreams have information. So all dreams are significant in regards to interpreting them as to what is going on with the dreamer. There are such things as precognitive dreams. People have dreams of what is about to happen because, you know, our mind has no limits. Physically, we may have boundaries and we may think we have limits, but in the inner levels, there is no limit.
Well, those are obviously two very, very significant types of dreams, and I assume that there's more as well, or are those pretty much the majority of it?
That's pretty much the majority of it, you know. The lucid dreaming indicates that the person who is having those dreams is becoming more awake in their day-to-day activities, and therefore they're incorporating that in their nighttime adventures.
I see. As far as being able to discern dreams, I mean, most people have a significant number of dreams every night. Is that correct?
Right. Okay. We sleep in 90-minute cycles.
Mm-hmm.
And so every 90-minute cycle, you have a dream.
Oh.
Some people remember many dreams. Some people remember the dream that's most significant when they wake up.
So would that be the subconscious mind influencing your memory to recall the most significant of those dreams?
It could be,
okay.
Or it could be the accuracy of how well you are paying attention.
I see.
You know, what I've learned in teaching people, many people, is that oftentimes when they remember many dreams, there's the same theme in each of the dreams.
Oh, really?
You know, and some people, you know, it's like I had a student once who had all these dreams and they were saying the same thing. And this person would go from one person to the next person to the next person for advice. So it was his style of learning was he would go to all these different people to get advice. And so his dream was showing him from different perspectives the same thing.
Wow. So I guess patterns are relatively important in dreams interpretations as well?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Well, there's certainly a lot going on here. We're coming up on a break here, but when we come back, what I'd like to do is start interpreting or talking about common themes, symbols, things of that nature. And then, of course, obviously, when you're looking at the dream cycle, and it's interesting you bring that up because I've always tried to sleep in, you know, no less than 90-minute cycles or even 45 minutes, something along, you know, that sort of line because I felt that that's when I felt the most rested. You know, I can actually do 90 minutes, somewhere around there, 3 hours a night, and really be fine for the entire day. So it's I guess it is important to really have that sort of mental discharge at some point to be able to, you know, feel refreshed and energized when you wake up. Fascinating stuff. Folks, please stay with us. We're going to pause for a brief 3-minute commercial break and then back with our special guest tonight, Dr. Sheila Benjamin. She's the field director for the School of Metaphysics. We're discussing dreams, analysis, interpretation, symbols, themes, and you can learn how to do this for yourself. You can also call in with your dreams, and we'll ask Dr. Sheila to pick them apart for you. Stay with us. Back in three.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Welcome back. Our special guest this evening, Dr. Sheila Benjamin, and she is from the field director of the School of Metaphysics, the website www.som.org. And keep in mind our phone number. We'll be interpreting your dreams this evening. If you have something that's maybe been stumping you, a recurring theme, and you'd like to know what it means, now's the time. 800-313-9443, toll-free, and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And Dr. Sheila Benjamin, welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm excited that you're here. And what we were talking about basically is some of the more recurring themes. Just for example, on a personal level, I think we've all had dreams of falling. We've all had dreams of our teeth falling out or something like that. The dreams, of course, of showing up to work or school naked. These are some common things.
Exactly.
Okay, good. I'm just making sure I'm not insane. So thank you for that confirmation. No, but good. What are some other ones that you hear about very often?
Oftentimes people are being chased. They're being chased by someone, usually of the opposite sex, with a gun.
Oh.
And what this indicates is that the dreamer who's having that dream is faced with a change that they're avoiding and they're running away from. It could be, you know, I really, really want to change my job. However, I'm just kind of nervous and afraid of it. Or, you know, this relationship really is not going anywhere. However, I'll just stick it out. And, you know, there's already initiation towards making a change. However, we hesitate. You know, we avoid, we hesitate.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a dream saying, okay, well, if you don't do anything, I'm going to force the change upon you. And all of a sudden, you know, the job that you don't like, you get fired from.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, or your boyfriend cheats on you. You know, something where it's forced upon you. And so you would have a dream like that where you're being chased by someone. A gun would be a tool for change.
Mm. Wow, that's very interesting and unexpected, I got to tell you. Well, I wouldn't have thought of that. I suppose a gun is a tool of change in some regard, but the chasing thing is also significant. That would symbolize avoidance of something that's pressing.
Right.
Okay.
You're avoiding what is inevitable that you really need to face.
Wow. Okay. What about the ones that I had mentioned, such as the naked or the teeth falling out or the falling dreams, things like that?
Falling dreams indicate a kind of a return to the physical or consciousness in the body. You know, there's this theory that if you fall, you know, something's going to happen. Well, I don't know anybody that has fallen to the ground that has woken up to tell us that they're going to die or whatever. Mm. Oftentimes, you know, as you're falling, you're bolted back in the physical body, you know, and you kind of wake up with a gasp of air.
Yeah.
And it's the dream itself or what is going on is you're returning back to the physical body. And maybe it's at a different rate of speed than is natural or normal or harmonious to the return. However, you know, before you hit the bottom, you usually return and you wake up and you are wondering why you were doing what you were doing in the dream.
Mm.
Teeth falling out indicates teeth are a tool for assimilation. We use them to digest our food. Food in a dream would be knowledge. So teeth are a tool to be able to break down the knowledge, be able to assimilate it, so that we can use it.
Hmm.
In our day and age today, we are bombarded by so much stimulus and so many things that we're wanting to learn and wanting to put in our brain that sometimes it's a challenge. And so when we have a dream where our teeth are crumbling or falling out, it usually indicates that what we need to do is we need to slow down. We need to assimilate what we have in front of us because we're challenged with the ability to take in all the information that is being that we're being stimulated with.
Mm.
Naked in a dream, nakedness is openness and honesty.
I see.
However, when we're in those kinds of situations, sometimes we may be experiencing vulnerability in our innocence or our infancy in our learning. And so that's what it would indicate if we're like in school and we're naked and we're all of a sudden we realize we're naked and we're trying to hide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that there's an innocence, there's an openness. However, there's also this vulnerability that we're experiencing.
Let me ask you to hang on for a second here, Dr. Benjamin. Folks,
okay.
Please stay with us. Another quick break. We're back in only 3 minutes. Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Good evening, my friends. Welcome back. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited that you're here. This hour, keep in mind, being brought to you by our good friends down at Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the fun things here in Arkansas, at Bull Shoals Lake area, of course, Branson, Missouri. Just a lot of fun activities, and provided the weather's good, which we've been supposed to get a lot of rain as of late, but we haven't really, except for today. So it's a perfect time, folks, and because these are individually kept up, and of course they have all the amenities in these different cabins. You can really visit Howard Creek Resort any time of the year, so I would urge you to consider it for your family vacation this year. You can visit them on the web, see what you have in store for you at www.howardcreek.com, or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. And, of course, I want to give out our phone number in case you'd like to have your dreams interpreted and analyzed, but for right now, what we're doing is talking to the good doctor. Dr. Sheila Benjamin from the School of Metaphysics, welcome to the program. Hello, Dr. Benjamin, are you there? She dropped off. Okay, well, Manny, why don't you go ahead and get her back on. And folks, we'll do our best to try to solve these incredibly frustrating and difficult problems that we're having with our equipment here tonight. And, you know, we haven't really necessarily had these problems a whole lot on the night shift, which for those of you who are familiar with the mornings, we did have them on mornings quite a bit. In fact, it was very frustrating and irritating. But again, you know, here in this whole area of the country, a lot of bad weather as of late. And, you know, it's no big surprise, I suppose, that some of this is going to play havoc with our electrical equipment. But, you know, it's interesting, too, because just talking about dreams and whatnot, they've always held a certain fascination for me in a lot of different ways. And there obviously are recurring themes, and there obviously are things that you can glean from these dream-type scenarios, different experiences that you've had or whatever. Sometimes dreams can make you feel really good. Sometimes they can make you feel really bad. Sometimes you're just confused, absolutely confused by the whole thing. And I have been very, very often confused by a bizarre dream that I said, surely this has absolutely no bearing whatsoever on anything. And apparently I'm incredibly wrong. Let's welcome back to the show Dr. Sheila Benjamin. Thank you again, and welcome back.
Thank you.
Sorry for all the technical difficulties we're having this evening. I have no idea why this is going on.
Hey, well, you know what? We've had a lot of moisture.
Yes. Yeah, that's one way to put it. Yes, certainly where you are as well, tornado country from what I understand. So it's a bad, bad sign. Well, let's talk about that because I think that has some bearing as well. Another common theme I've heard of before and certainly experienced it myself, disasters or some sort of calamities, you know, people who have dreams about the end of the world and things like that.
Usually when people have dreams like, say, that have tornadoes or storms, it usually indicates that the dreamer who is having the dream is in a state of confusion or emotional turmoil. Mm. And so if they look at what's going on in their life, oftentimes they'll see how the pattern of, well, you know, I've been unable to be able to cope with this situation, and so this is what this dream is talking about.
I see. So there's almost a direct correlation with a lot of these dreams as far as sometimes they just appear to mean exactly what you'd think they do.
Usually, you know, and the thing is that the universal language of mind is a functional language. We can reason with it. You know, if we had a dream that we got a piece of information in the mail, it would talk about communication because, you know, a letter in the mail would be some form of communication. So it would be talking about that there is some kind of communication that is taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you know, media plays a big part with people. And so sometimes dreams, they're stimulated by what people see in the media. It still is significant and it has meaning. However, I think that sometimes the horrific kinds of dreams or the wild kind of dreams are directly related to what's in our media today. Because surely, you know, nowadays people are pretty media driven.
Yes, that's true. That's very true. So, in essence, are you suggesting that different things in our dreams can be manifested using things we may see on television or
right.
Something like that? Okay, I see. That makes sense.
You know, a lot of the images are in our brain.
Yes.
The subconscious mind, if we were to experience a thought form that was fresh in our subconscious mind, we would be unable to detect what it means. So as we're waking up, the dream message is being interpreted by our pituitary, which is, you know, a master gland in our brain, and it interprets, it reaches into the brain for a familiar kind of image that we can relate to. So you watch Frankenstein before you go to bed, and you know Frankenstein's in your dream.
Yeah.
Well, yes, it was the memory that you went to bed with. However, it was the image that best described maybe an unproductive way of thinking.
Wow. See, that's very interesting to me because I've actually, because I've done radio at such bizarre times, I used to do mornings and now I do nights. So, you know, obviously my sleep schedule is very disrupted and disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
And I've fallen asleep taking naps on occasion, and sometimes I do so with the television on because obviously in the middle of the day, you know, you want something to maybe drown out the background sounds of outside kids playing or somebody deciding mm-hmm. to run a chainsaw next door or something like that. That always seems to happen to me. So I'll fall asleep with the television on, and maybe I'll fall asleep listening to, I don't know, the news or something. And then, you know, almost as it's incorporating those elements exactly into the dream.
Mm-hmm.
That's bizarre. Well, let me ask you this then. As far as dream recall, now, are people recalling the dreams? Because, you know, on occasion I'll wake up and I'll remember a dream. And I wondered, are you recalling the dreams as you're having them, or are you waking up and then having recall of the dream? Why is it that sometimes you're waking up out of a dream and you're remembering it instantly, and sometimes you remember it later on in the day? Is it because it subconscious triggers in your mind that sort of key into things?
I would say that it's more related to the dream cycle that you're in.
I see.
You know, we talked about the 90-minute cycles. You know, if you're waking up at the end of a 90-minute cycle, you may be, you know, remembering the dream as you're dreaming it. Mm. And, however, sometimes we wake up in between, and it's like we knew we were dreaming, but it's challenge to recall what it was that we were dreaming. And so all of a sudden during the day, we see a clock and we think, oh my God, you know, all of a sudden you remember your dream because something in your environment has helped you to trigger the memory of that recall.
Hmm. That is fascinating. Well, as far as lucid dreams go, I mean, and this is something else we've discussed, lucid dreams, I've had a few of these in my life, and this is a very, very bizarre circumstance, and probably some people have had them and maybe didn't realize they were having them. I guess a sort of layman's description in my words would be it's when you're in a dream and you realize that you're in a dream and you're able to sort of exercise a certain amount of control over mm-hmm. things that are happening. It's a very, very... And obviously, as the name would entail, it feels like a different kind of dream.
Right. Well, what is happening is that you are awake. You are awake in the dream state. And, you know, ultimately, we want to be able to be alert and awake 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that doesn't mean that we don't rest our bodies and we sleep. However, there's an alertness. You know, and what occurs in those kinds of situations is usually the dreamer is awake, very alert in their everyday activity. They're very aware of what is going on in their life, and they take action towards it. Mm. Oftentimes, people are not so awake. You know, things happen. They may remember it, they may not. Some people try to numb themselves from circumstances and conditions. What we desire, ultimately, is to be alert and to be awake so that we have that kind of lucid dreaming more often than not.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it is an inner level visualization, so you do have the ability to change and to control your dreams. However, you need to realize that dreams are real. And so when you begin to manipulate the energies inside, then outwardly something else is changing.
So what you're saying here is that just like in real life, in a lucid dream, your consequences have, or your actions have consequences to a certain extent.
Right.
Is that exactly? Oh wow!
Exactly.
That's amazing. Yeah. How can that be? Like for example, I'll give you an example of a very very silly lucid dream I had one time. It was a long time ago. I was, I don't know, in like fourth grade or something like that. And I remember I had a lucid dream, and it started out as a nightmare. And I said, "Oh no, I'm going back to school. It's supposed to be the middle of summer vacation." And then I looked down at my watch, which had the date on it, you know, those great old digital watches. And I realized it was still the middle of summer. I'm not going back to school. So, you know, out of nowhere, I just pull out this big giant gun and I tell the bus driver, "You better take me back home because I ain't going to school. It's July." So anyway, and that was the end of that. So
well,
it was silly and stupid, but extraordinarily lucid insofar as to say that I was able to manifest, you know, what I wanted to do and realize it was a dream. But at the same time, you know, obviously the cops didn't show up and say, "Well, you pulled a gun on the bus driver in your dream, so you're going to jail." We're getting to that point with the national security state we're in, but we're not there yet, thank God.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Well, that would indicate that there was some kind of change that you wanted to initiate, and, you know, you didn't actually do anything to the bus driver.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not sure because that was so, I don't know how long ago it was because I don't really know how old you are.
I'm 32. It was a while ago. It was a while ago, yeah.
You know, to be able to look at that as the reflection in your life, there was one time a student who was lucid in their dreaming. They were, like, being chased by maybe an animal, let's say, which is a habitual way of thinking. And they killed the animal, which means that they changed the habitual action. And what it had to do with was their desire to want to quit smoking. However, you know, even though they changed that pattern in their dream, they kept smoking, and they began to get sicker and sicker because inwardly they had made a change. However, outwardly they haven't matched it yet.
Wow.
So it's important for us to be aware enough of what it is that we're doing. You know, the first step is to recall dreams and to learn what the language is to interpret dreams.
Yeah.
And then as you become awake, to observe that you're awake and then to be able to manipulate or change the dream. So, you know, there's a step-by-step procedure that we all need to take so that we can know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's really the important thing, isn't it, is to be able to understand what you're trying to communicate here. And, you know, it's interesting, too, because when you think about the perception skills or lack thereof that people have, you know, some people operate by instinct and there's intuition, and some people say that they have, you know, psychic visions or whatever the case may be, or they just feel led to do certain things. And I've been in that situation many, many times where I, you know, would deviate from my normal, you know, routine of something. I would say, you know what, I just feel the need to go over here and do this, and I do that, and avoid some terrible calamity. And that's happened to me a number of times. I'm fairly certain I've got guardian angels working overtime hours to keep me safe, and I'm very, very thankful for that, no doubt. But it's interesting because that, in essence, is that you've got your subconscious mind operating on one level and your conscious mind on another, and to be able to obviously establish the bridges of communication between the two will allow you to be more aware, literally, figuratively, in every possible state of mind. Is that correct, then?
Right.
Okay.
That is.
Wow.
Very much.
Well, I am learning a lot, Sheila. I really appreciate this. This is exciting stuff. Tell me about how the dream interpretation works, then, like for our callers. If they call in with a dream, how does it work? How much detail would they need to provide? And I guess sort of extraneous detail, like, for example, if they say, "Well, normally I sleep in my bed, but, you know, the wife kicked me out of bed and I had to sleep on the couch." I mean, how much does that factor into the dream at all?
Well, it can.
Okay.
Usually it would be more of the circumstance that while you were sleeping on the couch.
Oh, okay.
That would have an effect on your dream.
I see. Well, since I just made that up, I should point out, I'm not sleeping on the couch tonight, by the way.
Okay, well, that's good.
I just felt the need to point that out. since I haven't been to bed yet. But, okay, so the conditions itself, not really necessary, but the detail of the dream, I suppose, is, I mean, when you're asking someone to analyze, to tell you a dream so you can provide some analysis, what sort of detail will you need? Like, do you ask people, like, how they're feeling in the dream or what they're seeing, smelling?
Actually, I ask them what they remember.
Oh, well, I guess that's the easiest way to do it. Okay.
Right. They just tell me what they remember because that is going to be the purest and the most accurate memory.
Oh.
Because if we get into all of that other stuff, then we begin to direct the dreamer, and the dreamer will remember what they remember.
I see. Wow. Well, let me ask you to hang on here. We've got another commercial break here, folks, and I believe we've got our technical problems worked out, which I'm very excited about. Be aware of our phone number, 800-313-9443. Back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, friends and foes. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. We call it the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and guess what it is? Big surprise, right? Our phone number, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. We are going to be doing some dream interpretation, and our special guest this evening, the field director for the School of Metaphysics, their website, www.som.org. Dr. Sheila Benjamin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your patience with our technical difficulties. It appears we've got, hopefully, the majority of them worked out. And, yes, I'm very excited about this. We want to take some calls here and talk about some of the dreams. Now, let me ask you this. This is something that might be relatively disconcerting for people, and I'll tell you why. Let's say they say, well, I had this dream, and it's kind of embarrassing, and I don't want to talk about it on the air and then have, you know, this gal be able to just sort of, you know, talk about all these horrific personal things for me. You know, I don't want her to sit there and out me on all these things. You know, like I'll say, I had a dream that I kicked a fire hydrant, and then she's going to know that I stole a piece of bubble gum from the store when I was 8 years old. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You see what I mean? I mean, this is probably something that's very, very common. You're used to dealing with this, I'm sure. But assure people that there's nothing to fear about this.
There's not. In fact, oftentimes when people think dreams are really weird or they're embarrassing, I've had many people who've called and said, you know, I'm happily married, but I dreamt that I cheated on my spouse. And what's this about?
Yeah.
And the dream has nothing to do with the fact that you are even contemplating unconsciously being unfaithful. What it's saying is there's a part of you that is harmonizing with another part of you. It has nothing to do with, you know, because every person in your dream is an aspect of you.
That's fascinating.
You know, I had a person once who said, you know, this dream has haunted me for years. I was about to go to college, and I dreamt that I killed my parents. And I said, well, your parents symbolize your inner authority, and going to college means that you're changing the way that you look at your authority. It has nothing to do with you secretly thinking you want to kill your parents. And the person just wept because it was so different than they had thought about it.
Sure. I mean, they've been dealing with this, obviously, for years and years. How awful. Because, they're thinking, again, I mean, there's different ways, you know, in Freud's sort of philosophies, everything symbolizes a penis in some regard. And, and that's the whole thing.
Right.
They're like, I'm visualizing killing my parents. How many different ways can you take that?
Right.
Wow. That's obviously a very healing story in regards to dream interpretation, and obviously, hopefully, we'll have a lot of those tonight as well. Let's talk about death in general. A lot of people do dream of death, going to funerals and things like that. What does that symbolize? And obviously, we're up to another break. Gosh, Dr. Sheila Benjamin, you sure do make the time go by fast. Amazing, we're already halfway done with the interview. Folks, please stay with us. We're back in only 90 seconds with the second half of our interview. And, of course, taking your calls, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Stay with us.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confirmed.